Good morning and lovely greetings from Forna Lodge here on Mallorca. This is podcast episode 29. And today I would like to speak about judgment. Because currently with self-mastery we're getting bigger and we're attracting more people. We're having more strategy calls with potential clients. And one thing that is so typical that I observe is the immense judgment for the current situation of the client or the problem of the client. And what I share with you or what I'm gonna share with you today is something that changed my perspective on the way to work with people, to coach people, completely changed. And it's about seeing the problem, seeing the challenge already as a solution. I'll give you an example. Imagine you have a professional sports athlete. For example, a fighter. An MMA fighter, Muay Thai or Jiu-Jitsu. And this person got injured, got hurt. And the first reaction is, oh fuck, what a pity, yeah? And now I get hurt, I have bad luck, I can't go to competition, I failed. So the whole process is loaded with negativity, with fight against it, and with a big judgment. But what if our brain already has all the information and is so much smarter than our conscious or rational logical thinking? And what if there's a reason behind this injury? And maybe it's the language of our body that communicates with us in a way that we know where we have to optimize something internally, or where we have to optimize our training, where we have to prepare ourselves much better in order then for a new level of high performance, for a new level of competition. And of course, there are a lot of people who are claiming that as a coincidence, but maybe there's so much more to it, and maybe it's as well a part of our own creation. And I can connect that with my story regarding to the topic of money. Like you already know, or for the new listeners, a short conclusion. I built up a sales company Germany about sales consulting, and it went quite big in a short period of time, and we made millions of net revenue or net order volume. And I found a way very quick, coincidentally, to lose all of the money I've earned or to give the whole money away and be, from a materialistic point of view speaking, back to scratch, back to zero. Or went back to scratch, back to zero. And I defined my worth as a man, as a businessman, my value, a lot over money. So it was a big part of my identity, of my own self-picture, that I am a successful, amazing, worthy person because of the money. So I was kind of corruptible, and I used money as a excuse and as a compensation. Of course, I have money, so everything is fine. I earn money, so I'm a good guy. I have money, so I know business. I'm skilled. Whatever. Rah, rah, rah. But somehow, there was all the time this feeling underneath that I did not feel fulfilled or nourished at all, right? But you already know that. Anyways, my inner world, my brain, my inner voice communicated with me through my feelings in a way that gave me clearly the feedback, something is odd, something is wrong, something is missing. And then I got away with all the money. So there's a clear correlation to the two facts here I just shared. And out of a sudden, I was in a situation where I had to deal on another way with my own value, because the money was not there anymore. And I can't use money anymore as a justification for my value or as a compensation. So I asked myself, okay, what actually is my value as a human being or as a man, as a businessman in different roles I'm living and experiencing in my life at the same time? How skilled am I really? How much do I know really in comparison to like the man I want to become, the man I want to be? And of course, because of the whole bias on social media, there's a huge judgment then if the money is away, because then I'm a loser, I'm not successful, I failed, whatever, rah, rah, rah. Yeah? But on another perspective, for me, it was my solution to start dealing with my values on a different way, in a different depth. And I'm super fucking grateful for that, because the way I went over the last years, the journey I had done transformed me on so many different levels. And it wouldn't have been possible if I would have kept my money. So it was already the solution. Okay, a short inspiration. Maybe it can change a lot for you. It changed a lot for me. Thanks for listening. See you next time.